Chase. $11,310.
Mr. Chairman, I can't vote on this one. I wasn't here on that one.
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
Yeah.
You want to put the fine hand?
No, it's all right.
This is, you get your thing, yeah, what's happened for? Can't find mine.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I put the phone, but yeah, let me see. What was it? I'm going to check the new refresh myself. Oh, okay, there we go. Yeah. Oh, that's a one on Bob Whitzel and
Mr. Burrell, right?
Mr. Burrell.
Yeah.
The one I was supposed to be here, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's right. Let me sit here.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Kelly.
Yeah, all right.
Mr. Richards.
Well, I don't believe that the applicant is doing anything more than has been done in that area. I believe I asked, in fact, if in the record, if there was any other variances granted on the ocean side, and the opposition has said no, there has no variances granted there. And then when checking with the secretary, they said there was, and that comes from the index, that there has been variances on the ocean side and also a couple on the street. Can't remember where they were, but across the street.
She stated two or three, wasn't it?
Right. Well, I think that's it. My memory is correct. And I have a little problem sometimes when people, the opposition says it's blocking their view. That was a vacant lot at one time.
And,
sometimes that.
If it's been federally recognized that no one's entitled to a view.
That's correct.
So,
and
also, I don't even, when they say view, I'd
immediately dismiss that as a decision. It goes out of my mind. But that was, they laid heavily, the opposition laid heavily on that as a point. And just from a common sense approach to it, if you buy a lot and you see that it's on the ocean and you see that it's empty, that you know maybe one of these days somebody's going to build something and cut your view off. Mm-hmm. So I don't think if you looked at the pictures, which you have, I'm sure you have, you see that that 10-foot setback established from the 15-foot setback because of the fact that that was not a used as an access road. It's used as an access to the beach. So that does not warrant it to be a 15-foot setback. So that's the reason it was granted to be a 10-foot setback. That was one of the opposition's, reasons. We're also saying that, they were already granted relief, and no, they hadn't. It's the law.
Right.
The way it is. So, I don't know. I don't see where it will going to affect the neighborhood. Most of them are doing that anyway in that area, and he's replacing that structure that's in there now.
Mm-hmm.
He's not encroaching any more than the existing dwelling. already is.
Right, no, he wasn't.
That's the way I understand it, is that where you.
That's the way I understood it, Mr. Hudson, he wasn't.
So. But the opposition had said that, why can't they build within the footprint? Sometimes that's, you know, other people don't want to do that either, as long as they're within the setback.
Right. Well, I'm comfortable with it. Mr. Hudson?
I'm, under the impression I'm in favor of it unless someone convinces me otherwise.
Mr. Mills?
Well, I'm kind of on the fence about it, and the thing that, concerns me is that, you know, the statement made that, by the opposition, that, you know, three stories could be built in 5,400 square feet. You know, who's to say enough is enough, I guess. But we did also heard testimony, I believe, that, the others had torn down, non-conforming structures and put and built within the setback, so.
Right.
That was their choice, they could have applied for variance.
Sure.
I think what has happened here is that both parties, both attorneys have presented their case as well, and we are on the fence with something like that, where. Where something, that, there's something that's going to change our mind, I'm searching for it right here.
Yeah.
Nothing's going. Searching for it, or with what statement was made by someone that.
And just what John said, about, you know, you could go up three stories and have the same square footage and be in the building envelope, of course, that's not everybody's,
Desire.
Desire or taste to have a three-story house.
Right.
And, that's my concern, that, you know, the applicant may not want a three-story home.
Sure, may not be able to do it.
And he's not going outside of what his existing 43-year-old home is already.
Yeah.
There, so, that's kind of what, along the lines I'm thinking, but, I believe it stated that it was 43 years old.
Yep. Built 1970, what the application says.
Yeah. Going on 44.
And, you know, had the applicant decided to renovate or build new, much earlier, before the surrounding homes had been built, who would just say that, you know, the character of that neighborhood would have been a, you know, two-story dwellings instead of three?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't know.
That's true.
The big issue that the opposition raised, when you look at the letter submitted by Mr. Witzel, it goes back to, is the applicant creating their own hardship? And that's really the, I think, the crux of the matter, as far as what their issue was with that I saw. And they go back to that case that we've discussed at length before, the Verlaison case, that made that an important element. More,
well, that's an important element in any of these cases that we have.
Yeah, it deviated the legal standard from the quick check standard to one that's more in line with the state code for Sussex County.
If they were going up with the existing building, then it wouldn't be as much of an issue.
Yeah, well, no, it wouldn't be. No.
At least for us.
Right, for us.
Or not as a difficult decision.
And we're also dealing with the paper street. I mean, it,
right.
You know.
What would you say? I'm sorry.
The other thing is we're also dealing with a paper street.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And what Mr. Lang said.
But it's, you know, you gotta take that as you know what I mean, as something that we have to look at and can't change, no matter whether it's paper or real. You just can't change it, you gotta...
Well, I believe the determination was that the corner side yard setback did not apply because it's a pedestrian access, so the setbacks, I think, would be the same as if it was adjacent to another dwelling on that side. You know, I don't know that the paper street really has...
Has much to do with it. Well, he wanted...
Not for what the request is.
Yeah, he wanted the 15 feet instead of the 10, the opposition.
Well, I think what Mr. Witzel was trying to say was that the applicant has already received the benefit of the doubt in regards to that, but there's been a court case that we've had litigated about, you know, what is a street. So I think the ruling was consistent with what that decision was. So if it's you want to call it benefit of the doubt or a legal ruling by the Superior Court as to what is a street, it's 10 feet.
Yeah, I didn't take that in consideration at all. I was looking at the other John was saying about going up.
One more time,
Zach. They're not encroaching any more than what's, you know, what is already there, then, correct? And what was it here? I bet on that one. Also, that you stated. See, most of these structures in the area are much larger and have themselves been granted variances because of the same problems facing them. And there's that question, you know, if you go up three stories economically, does not make sense to undertake that improvement. While neighboring properties were already that much larger. I think they only wanted 51 square feet. They didn't really want that.
I don't know how many square feet. I was thinking more along the lines of under 4,000.
Lot's only 5,000 square feet.
3,000 or 4,000.
I think you'd ask him that, and he said no, he wasn't going to build it. If I'm not mistaken, I'm looking for the other letter that I had on it.
I've got written down here 3,600 square feet.
Yeah, I was thinking less than 4.
Yeah, go way up on that to the envelope.
Yeah, because that was a question I asked the applicant.
Yep. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, you want to ask
30 by 60.
Uh-huh.
It was 30 by 60 on floor.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. He wasn't going to go all the way for that. Yeah. So that's why I said I had no beat up problem.
Anyway. Vote?
I'm ready to vote.
I'm ready to vote.
You ready to vote, John?
Mr. Mills?
As well be if you are.
Okay.
I'm not ready.
I know you can't vote.
Yeah, because he wasn't here. Yeah, okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
And define ready, because in my opinion, you're ready.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
What, everybody's ready to vote, nobody's ready to make a motion.
Mm-hmm. Nice way.
Well,
Mr. Bush, you're doing well. Abs a motion.
No.
No.
I got you the other time on that. Okay. All I need is a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,310 for the following reasons. There's uniqueness to the property, which certainly we've discussed that over and over with the width. Also, a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, the unnecessary hardship, and the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant because he's just trying to go up and trying to build within the envelope. And the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. I believe all those other homes are approximately the same type of homes in there. And the request of variance is a minimum that will afford relief. And I believe that the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that. And also add that the applicant has stated that this would be a single-family dwelling instead of a duplex or any other kind of rental condominium or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, I got a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,310. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Nay.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons stated by Mr. Rickards. So by a vote of 3-1, case number 11,310 is approved. Okay. I think that takes care of all the business for this evening. Mr. Light, you say you're going to take care of calling those other ones in?
Pardon?
You going to call that lady tomorrow about the rest of us coming on the 28th?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to let Kelly know that everybody's going to be attending the workshop for fair housing. That's on the 28th, next Friday, 9-12. It was stated in the original notice that it would be in the council chambers. There's some discussion about they may move it either to the EAC building. It could be in the annex building up by the homework team.
Where they usually are.
Yeah, or it could be in the, somebody said something about the realtor's office on Park Avenue, Industrial Park Boulevard, whatever you call it, and but we'll give you notice in advance so you know.
Okay.
But they were unsure where at this point.
I'm sorry?
They weren't sure exactly which.
Okay.
He's not real comfortable with 3 hours.
Now.
No. That's where we're up here.
Well, thank you, but you'll let us know once
they we find out where it's at.
Appreciate that, Mr. Long.
Oh,
okay, gentlemen, if there's no other business, we're open for adjournment. Second.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting is adjourned. 7:00.
Tommy, say all.